Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. We're diving into a tough subject today. Human trafficking.
It's heavy stuff.
Yeah, but we're focusing on the incredible work Seal of Freedom is doing to fight it. We've got a whole bunch of sources here, articles, reports, even stuff right from Seal of Freedom. We really want to get a grip on how big this problem is, how Seal of Freedom is tackling it, and what we can all learn.
Their work really is inspiring. It goes way beyond just rescuing victims.
Right. They're trying to stop trafficking before it even starts.
Yeah.
And help survivors rebuild their lives.
Exactly. It's about prevention, empowerment, the whole picture.
Okay, so Seal of Freedom, they've been around for a while, right?
Since 2010.
Yeah.
So it started small, you know, grassroots, and now they're nationally recognized. They even got that accreditation from the National Trafficking Shelter Alliance.
The NTSA.
Yeah.
So what does that actually mean? What's the big deal with that?
Think of it like a gold standard. You know, for organizations working with trafficking survivors, it means they meet all these super strict standards for safety, the services they offer, ethical practices, all that.
So donors know their money's being used the right way.
Exactly. Responsibly. Yeah. And effectively.
Makes sense. So they've definitely earned their reputation. Okay, let's talk about the problem itself. Human trafficking. The stats we have for Florida are pretty scary.
Yeah, it's bad. Florida is third in the U.S. for human trafficking.
Wow.
And get this, the average age someone gets pulled into this is just 12 to 14 years old.
It's hard to even imagine. That's why their prevention programs are so important.
Absolutely. They're not just reacting. They're way ahead of it. Educating young people, especially at-risk girls, like 12 to 17 years old.
Yeah.
Using curriculums designed just for them and mentorship programs.
It's giving them the tools to avoid becoming victims in the first place.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Right. And that leads to their whole approach, right? Prevention, outreach, and even those residential services for survivors. They even have a program for consulting.
That's right.
That's interesting to me.
It's where they share what they've learned, all their expertise, with other groups trying to do the same thing.
So they can set up successful programs too.
Yep. All across the country. It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah. Amplifying their impact makes their reach much bigger.
Smart.
One thing that really hit me while reading all this is how many people have the wrong idea about human trafficking. They think it's something that happens overseas or just in big cities.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize.
Or that it's always kidnappings and stuff.
Right. Huge misconception.
That's one of the biggest things Seal of Freedom is up against, right?
Absolutely. Educating people about domestic trafficking, it can happen anywhere, even in those quiet, safe-looking communities.
And often, the victim knows the trafficker.
Right. Family member, boyfriend, girlfriend, someone they met online. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Scary stuff. That's why awareness and education are so crucial, especially now with everyone online so much.
Totally. Seal of Freedom really stresses that, the role online platforms play in trafficking.
They have resources for parents' kids.
Yep. To teach them about online safety, how to spot those red flags, you know, the dangers hiding in plain sight.
It's a good reminder that we all need to be careful, online and offline. Okay, let's talk about how they actually help survivors. That residential program they have sounds pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's way more than just a shelter. They call it holistic restoration. Therapy, education, help with finding a job, even life skills training.
Wow. It's like they rebuild their whole lives from scratch.
Right. Not just a temporary fix. It's about long-term success.
And it's working. Right. Their success rate is really high.
87% of those who finish the program, they don't go back to the life. That's a lot higher than the average.
Wow. That's huge. What's the secret? It can't just be the services themselves. There's got to be something more.
Well, they understand trauma, you know, recognizing that a lot of these survivors have been through serious abuse. So they create a really safe, supportive environment, a place where they can heal, deal with the trauma, and learn those crucial skills.
It's not just putting a band-aid on the problem, but getting to the root of it.
Exactly. Equipping them for the long haul. They even have a program to help them find jobs.
That's so important.
To become financially independent so they don't fall back into that cycle of exploitation.
I read about one survivor who became a certified machinist.
Oh, yeah. She was featured at the 100 Good Guys event. It's a perfect example of how well their system works. She didn't just learn valuable skills, but now she's a mentor to other women in the program.
Wow. That's amazing. It's stories like that that really make you see the impact of Seal of Freedom's work. They're not just working with individuals, though, right?
No, they're out there in the community.
Doing all that outreach and those awareness campaigns.
They work with law enforcement, legislators, even businesses to raise awareness, advocate for changes in the law.
They're not afraid to tackle this from every angle. Speaking of tackling things, they have that big event coming up, the Human Trafficking Summit.
Yeah. Human Trafficking Summit, it's happening here, January 30th, 2025, in Sarasota. It's going to be big. They'll have expert panels, a mini documentary, even coverage on the Christian Television Network.
Sounds like they're pulling out all the stops to get the word out and get the community involved,
yeah.
Connecting the dots, strengthening communities, preventing trafficking. That theme really says it all.
Right. It's about working together. They're not just talking about the problem. They're bringing everyone together to find solutions.
Educating people.
Yep. About the signs of trafficking, how to take action, all that.
So it's about more than just awareness. It's about empowering people to be part of the solution.
Exactly. It's a movement, not just a program.
That's powerful. They're addressing a really complex issue, and their solution is just as complex. And something this big, it takes a lot of resources.
Yeah.
So how does Seal of Freedom keep going? How do they stay financially stable? That's what we'll look at next. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
Seal of Freedom, they're faith-based, yeah, but they're really clear about serving everyone, no matter what. And their commitment to transparency, to being financially sound, it's amazing.
They back it up too. Their financials from 2023, it's all out in the open. And it looks good.
100% debt-free.
Yeah.
That says a lot about how they handle things. And remember, they were the first to get that accreditation from the National Trafficking Shelter Alliance.
The NTSA. Right, we talked about that. It's a big deal. But looking at this report, they get their funding from all over the place.
Oh yeah, it's not just one thing. Grants are a big chunk, though. Over 65% of their revenue in 2023.
Wow.
But they also get individual donations, money from fundraising events, even some income from that consulting they do.
That's smart, having all those different sources. Especially these days, you know, with the economy being a bit unpredictable, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. So where does it all go? What are their biggest expenses?
The report breaks it down really well by program area, and most of it goes right back into delivering those programs, whether it's the awareness campaigns, prevention, the outreach, residential services, or consulting.
That's good to see. They're not wasting money on a bunch of administrative stuff. They're focused on making a real impact with every dollar.
Exactly. And you can see that in the results. That 87% success rate for their residential program, that comes from investing in a holistic approach. They're not just patching things up. They're giving survivors what they need to succeed in the long run.
Yeah, like we were talking about before, job training, placement, things that help them be financially independent, break free from that cycle of exploitation.
Absolutely. They also tackle those vulnerabilities that make people targets for trafficking in the first place, like their prevention program. It teaches young people about healthy relationships, building self-esteem, recognizing those red flags when someone's trying to manipulate them.
Giving them the knowledge and the skills to protect themselves online, in person, everywhere. Speaking of online, that article, what was it called? Human Trafficking. bleak reality or conspiracy theory. That was a really interesting one.
Oh, yeah, that one really gets into it. All the misconceptions around trafficking, especially after all that controversy with that movie, Sound of Freedom.
Right. Some people were saying that the whole awareness campaign was just right-wing propaganda.
Yeah, it got pretty heated.
But that article makes it clear. This is a real problem, no matter what your political views are. And it really hits home that this is happening here, not just in some far-off country.
Exactly. Domestic trafficking. It often looks different than what people picture, you know, the whole kidnapping, being shipped overseas thing. It could be that vulnerable kid being groomed online. Or an immigrant being exploited for cheap labor, or a child whose parents are struggling with addiction. These things are happening right here in our own backyards.
And the article points out how dangerous those misconceptions can be. If people don't believe it's happening here, they won't see it. They won't report it. We all need to know the signs and do something if we see something suspicious.
And that's what's so great about CELA Freedom Summit. It's all about action. Bringing people together, experts, community leaders, survivors, all working on solutions. Everyone taking responsibility.
Connecting the dots. Strengthening communities, preventing trafficking. They nailed it with that theme.
It's about so much more than just raising awareness. It's giving people the tools to actually make a difference.
Now that's inspiring. A complex problem. And they've got a complex solution to match. But something this big, it takes a lot of money. So how does CELA Freedom keep it all going? How do they make sure they're financially stable?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll dig into next. How they secure their future, the challenges they face, and how they make every dollar count.
So we've talked about the impact CELA Freedom is making, their approach, all those different programs. But staying financially stable, especially for a nonprofit, it's tough. How do they do it?
Well, it takes a lot of planning, you know, having those diverse funding sources and being really open about how they use the money. They've built a strong foundation. You can see it in their financials. No debt, that NTSA accreditation.
Right. That accreditation is a big vote of confidence, but it's more than just managing money well, right? It's about making sure they can keep doing this work in the future. How are they planning for that?
They've got a few things going on. One of the big ones is building relationships with donors.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Having those regular donations from individuals, that can create a steady stream of income. How do they do that? Build those relationships, I mean.
Communication is key, and transparency. Their annual report, it's really detailed, easy to read. Anyone can see it on their website.
So people can see exactly where their money is going.
Exactly, how it's making a difference. It builds trust, shows them they're accountable.
All right, and they have that Angels Club, right?
Yeah.
For monthly donations.
Yeah, the Angels Club. That's crucial for the long term. Consistent support, you know, helps them plan ahead, develop new programs. It's a way for people to really make a lasting impact.
So it's a sustainable model, you're saying, for funding their work.
Exactly. Sustainable. Now, financial stability isn't just about bringing the money in. It's about using it wisely, too. What are your thoughts on how they allocate their resources?
Well, it seems like they have good strategy. The financial reports, they break down the expenses so clearly. By program.
Oh, yeah. They're committed to getting the most out of every dollar.
And like we saw, most of the spending goes straight to those programs.
Yeah.
That's got to be reassuring for donors, knowing their money is going to the work on the ground, not just to administrative costs and things like that.
Right. No bloat. And it shows in their results. Think about that 87% success rate. The residential program graduates, not going back to the life. That's because they use those resources so effectively. They're creating real change, lasting change.
And it all comes back to that holistic approach, right? Getting to the root of the problem, providing that comprehensive support, giving survivors those tools to build a new life for themselves.
Exactly. It creates this cycle of empowerment. They put resources into programs that empower survivors. Mm-hmm. And then those survivors, often they come back and contribute to CELA Freedom themselves. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's a real ripple effect. So they're not just rescuing victims. They're building a community of support, of people working to create change.
And that's what makes their work so powerful, transforming lives, breaking that cycle of exploitation.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive. We've learned a lot about this horrible reality of human trafficking, but also about the incredible work CELA Freedom is doing.
It really is inspiring, all the work they're doing. Rescue, prevention, empowerment. They're not just talking, they're taking action, making a real difference.
And they're so open about how they do it, their finances, how effective their programs are. It makes you feel confident that they're really helping survivors and those at risk.
Their work is a great reminder. Even when you're up against something this huge, this scary, there's always hope. And there are people out there fighting to make things better.
And that's where we all come in. You know, as individuals, we encourage everyone to go to cellofreedom.com, learn more about their work, see how you can help.
You can donate, volunteer, even just learning about the signs of trafficking and talking about it with others, that's huge.
Like you said before, knowledge is power. And sometimes it can save lives.
Absolutely. So what will you do to make a difference? Until next time, keep asking questions, stay informed, and stay involved.